Well, look, can I say how important it has been to travel here and be here with my French colleague, Minister Segonet, to hear and to bring a message here to Israel. I am pleased that the reports out of Qatar suggest that the first day of hostage talks has gone well, and it has been important to listen to ministers here in Israel and hear too from them that they hope that we are on the cusp of a deal. This is a war and a crisis that has taken so many lives across the region, and that of course began with the most horrific of events on October the 7th. But as we head now to 315 days of war, the time for a deal, for those hostages to be returned, for aid to get in the quantities that are necessary in Gaza, and for the fighting to stop is now. And of course, that is the message that we have jointly underlined to ministers today, both in Israel and, of course, in the occupied territories.
Just to follow up with another question, we saw this raid overnight in the West Bank, with the violence against the Palestinian village. How difficult do these kind of events make it for countries like France and Britain, which are, you know, support Israel at the moment?
The scenes overnight of the burning and the torching of buildings, of the Molotov cocktails thrown at cars, of the widespread rampage and chasing of people from their homes is abhorrent, and I condemn it in the strongest of terms. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that there will be a swift investigation. I hope that that investigation can ensure that those who've engaged in this settler violence over the course of the last 24 hours are brought to justice. And I raised a few weeks ago, when I was on the West Bank, that both the violence and the expansion that we have seen over recent times is unacceptable. It breaches international norms and, of course, the domestic legal norms here in Israel.